Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, all my people,
I want to shout out and let y'all know Trey Love is in the building, baby. It's time to get it on. One time. It's the Trey Love Show on EOTN Radio, baby.
I go on and on. Can't understand why I last so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made a thousand shots to make
girl, million.
For the last 300 months, I made 16 hours.
Be up front,
let that
fall. Get
your beats, I heard 93 rappers.
Yeah, this week, y'all, I've been promising, you know what I'm saying? There's been some communications, but everything is communicated correctly and properly. This week, I got two co-hosts, baby, two of the coldest females in the game. I told y'all J-Love Smith was going to be in the building, baby. My sister's on the line on deck with us today, baby. Got my main girl in the building, Breaker Dawn Management, you know what I'm saying, holding it down as usual, in place to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, sister of none other than Grammy-nominated, gorgeous Miss Yo-Yo in the building, baby. Welcome to EOTN Radio, the Trey Love Show, y'all. We finna get it down.
That's right, we love, baby.
Hey, holla, baby, holla. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm Jay Love. I'm the one that actually had to grow up with this fool. So, I guess it would be proper for me to go ahead and start it off.
Hold on, Jay. Hold on. I got you. I'm gonna let you know.
Okay.
She's ready, y'all. Hey, this is my sister's first radio show, y'all. She ready. Let the music keep playing. Goddamn it. Jay, like, it's my turn. You can definitely tell she's my sister, y'all. Oh yeah. Oh baby.
So if you're going to bring it,
I've been doing
on.
Big things. I've been doing big things, y'all. I've been meeting with directors and clubs and shows. There's so much going on now, y'all. We doing big, big things. Got a tour coming up, y'all. Yeah. I'm going to make sure I put y'all up on all the game and what's going on in the Trey Love world. Let it ride, too sharp. Hey, what's up, everybody out there in the world? This is Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. I want to say welcome to the Trey Love Show live on EOTM Radio. I want to shout out all my people that's here checking me out. Carla, you know you're on the wheel and still appreciate you, Night Rider. Y'all, this week I'm lucky and blessed enough to have two hosts. You understand what I'm saying, y'all? I got my flesh and blood, my baby sister in the building, J-Love Smith, y'all. She on the wheel and still rocking it with us. I got none other than Breaker Dawn, Don Whitaker, Don Breaker Dawn Management in the building here helping me out, y'all. We're going to do it today. Hey, y'all heard us last week. We dealt with RIP Black America. For those of you who have been watching my Facebook page, my Twitter page, and been paying attention, what this topic does is it takes away from a lot of the blame of what people are having, per se, with the black culture being in the state of mind and state that it's in right now. They are taking the blame away from the black man and putting some of it on the black woman. Now, for those of you who have seen this particular thing on YouTube, make sure if you haven't, check it out, y'all. Go to RIP Black America 1, 2, and 3 right now and check that out. Because what I'm going to do today is we're going to discuss the topic. Being a male, I'm not going to either, you know, and especially being the host, and I do want to say that the thoughts and views expressed on the Trey Love Show are that some of Trey Love, some not, but are definitely have no association with EOTM and all that good stuff. I want to make sure I get that out the way because I might say some real outlandish, crazy stuff, and I do not want EOTM to have no responsibility for what I say. And I don't want to have no responsibility for what I say either, just in case I say the wrong thing. So I want to make sure I put that out there real quick. But, yes, as I was saying, we're going to have opinions. People are going to talk. I want you guys to call in, too. The number is 718-664-6543. I'd like for you all to call in, males and females, black and white, Puerto Rican, African, Chinese, Oriental. Let's get it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Everybody call in, because what I want to do is I want to make sure that we touch everybody that needs to be touched, and I want everyone's opinions, because in my opinion, even though this may say the subject may be RIP Black America. America is still America, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter if we're black, white. I'm living in Los Angeles, California, and every single day, guys, I'm seeing and noticing so many different aspects of what American is. Just because we say American, it does not mean black or white. I'm here living in Los Angeles, Jewish Americans, Canadian Americans, all types of Americans. So what we have to do, even though we're trying to heal ourselves, black America, we still have to take into account that America is a whole. It's not just black. I want to put that out there. And before I go into introducing my two co-hosts, I want to say something, guys. I was in the gym the other day, and I heard something, and this really appalled me, and I want everyone's opinion on this. I heard a group of gentlemen talking while I was in the gym, guys, and they said Barack Obama is seeming, and these were black men, guys, said that Barack Obama seemed to be a one-term president. Now, I don't know how anyone else would feel about that, but personally, myself, that really hurt me, even the statement, because what it said to me was, I know that my great-grandfather, who lived to be 100-plus years old, my mother, she only had 42 years, but I know what she taught me as far as us as a black people and what how proud we were as a people and, you know, my ancestors and knowing what we had to go through to vote and to get all the way to the level where we do have a black president and for even our own ethnicity. I mean, in the gym, I just was kind of appalled by the statement. And with what happened in the election, I hate to kind of admit it, but it's kind of looking like that. So let's open the lines now. Let me first introduce my host and my two lovely co-hosts and let them chop it up a little bit. And I know that my little sister has a story. Welcome to the Trey Love Show. Everybody clap it up. None other than Breaker Dawn Whitaker. Breaker Dawn.
What's up?
How you doing today, beautiful?
I'm feeling wonderful. I'm ready to get this show started, and I can't wait to hear what Jade has to say. Woo!
Well, all right. Hold on, everybody. I want to hold on.
Oh, you're
going to
love it. You're really
going to
love it.
We're going to get a play drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, coming all the way to you from my mama's womb. And
oh,
yes,
Jesus.
My dad is nutsack. All the way from Birthday. Here we go. Give it up for my little sister, Jay Little Smith. Yay!
What's up, everybody? This is Jay Love, and I'm going to tell you just like I tell Daddy. Don't nobody want to hear about his nuts. Okay. Oh, my goodness. What's going on? I feel good on this Sunday evening. Yes. It's been a wonderful weekend. Yes, I would love to touch bases on the issue with Barack Obama. I went to college for political science, so when we do get to that, I will be all over it.
Absolutely.
But as far as my brother is concerned, you're talking about someone that's just been an entertainer all of his life, ever since he could probably walk, taking it back to before he could walk. My mother couldn't even play music. Okay, because this fool would get up on the coffee table in his diapers and falling all around him and shaking, dance until they fell off. And so that was the birth of an entertainer, Trey Love.
Thank you. So you're letting everybody know I had a – ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all just heard the story, so my sister's basically telling the same story my mama told, that I was a shitty dancer. If I was a shitty dancer, y'all, but I was getting it, yeah.
He was trying so hard.
Yeah, I was bringing it. All right, so now that we got the lines open, before we even go into RIP Black America, since you wanted to address that issue, I want you and Don both to, first of all, also, Carla, if the lines are open and somebody want to jump in, just let us know real quick. All you got to do is say we got a caller and we'll stop the conversation because it's about you, EOTM listeners. We just running our mouth, but I want to hear from the people because that's what's going to get us what we need to know is from the people. So before we do, Jay, let's run into this. Like you said, you wanted to deal with that comment, and I want to hear Don's opinion on that, too, about them saying that Barack Obama's a one-term president. I mean, whoa, what's up with that?
Well, could you elaborate on it? Was it just they said he was a one-term president? Like, on what basis?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to be honest. Like, I didn't really want to listen because it made me mad, so I kind of walked off. But even the initiation of it, and I heard something in comparative to George Bush. That's what they were saying.
Ooh.
Yeah, they kind of compared it to, like, it was kind of like they, what they said was, I mean, he's doing a lot of Bush tactics. That was being said, you know. And straight up,
wow.
To me, even look at the election that just happened, you know, when the Republicans cleaned up in the Republicans just cleaned up in the last election. I mean, what does that tell? What does that tell you guys? I mean, to me, that sends a clear message. I mean, obviously, the masses are not happy with what's going on in the White House right now.
Yeah,
wow.
Right now, I mean, the country as a whole, he just got handed a mess in the first place. So it's not really like he's doing damage control. It is what it is. He's seriously doing damage control. And it's not in comparison. I would not compare him to George W. Bush. He's just cleaning up George W. Bush's mess. And
yep.
So naturally he's not going to be able to implement the things in which that he chooses to, because right now he's fixing things. But to call it a one-term presidency, I don't deem it appropriate, unless you have grounds, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
What do you think about that, Don? How do you feel about it, Don?
Well, no, I totally agree. And him being a one-term president, that doesn't even make any sense. It's going to take a long time for him, like she said, doing damage control. They don't understand what was handed to him. It was a huge mess and still is a huge mess, and it's going to take some time for him to clean it up. And I think they wanted him to do it, like, overnight, you know, so they can – the ones that didn't want him to be the president are waiting for him to fail. But it's not going to happen. So they expect something overnight. But they have to realize it's so much more, probably even more than what we know, that he has to fix, and they have to give him time, and it's going to take him time. What Bush was in there 2 terms? How many terms was he in?
Yeah, it was two.
Bush did 2 terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you imagine how much cleaning up he really has to do? But with him being, you know, the first black president, they don't want to give him a chance. Of
yes.
course they want to say
higher
that because they don't want to see him in there. Exactly. They don't want to see him in there. So, I totally agree. It's going to take some time. And I don't know I don't know the conversation, or like you said, but they were wrong. They were definitely wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that
mm-hmm.
way as well. So,
hey, Trayla.
What's up, darling?
Hey, really quickly, just want to let you know that you do have a slew of callers available right now.
Ooh-wee.
And we can actually open it up with area code 678-324. They were first.
Oh, that's Atlanta.
Yes.
Listen to Jay. Thank you. Hey, thank you
so
much, Night Rider.
Go ahead. Take me out in the
Carla, can I keep calling you Knight Rider again?
You can call me Knight Rider.
That was so sweet. Thank you, Knight Rider. That's my Knight Rider. Me and Knight Rider back in the driver's seat. Boy, ain't nothing like breaking up and coming back together. See, that's my baby over there. All right, who this is? 678, want some of this?
This your boy, Mr. Heavy.
No. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the radio show. This is my best partner, y'all. Me and this cat went to high school together. We got 20 years in the gang. You understand what I'm saying? I went to the army. He went to jail. You know. I ended up having, you know, I was the daddy at, you know, a young age, you know, he effed off, but hey, man, 20 years, man. Heavy, welcome to the Trey Love Radio Show. What's up with you, boy?
Oh, man, thanks for having me, man. I was, like, actually elaborating on the first term about Obama, and the sense that I have about it is black people being lazy, because when he first started out, everybody actually went and voted out for him, and 2.3 million people didn't vote November 2nd.
Gotcha.
And it was mostly African Americans. Now,
gotcha.
You have to have the sense, if you actually put this man in office, why not go back the second term and put him back in office? And that's why I say the sense of black people being lazy to get out there
wow.
to those polls. Actually, when during November 2nd, it was raining out here, and I guess black people think they're going to, you know, they're going to turn into sugar or something, and they can't test no water. But really, it's a sense of, like, black people actually being lazy. Because
man, you know what?
We need our race.
Go ahead.
We actually need our race in order to get him back in the office. And like you said, it's a whole mess that he was dealt upon, and he had to clean up what Bush actually did. And people look at him like, oh, it's his fault. Actually, it's not his fault. It's not really his fault. But he knew what he was coming up against, you know. And about being a presidential in an election, it's like, you got to actually look at it like, okay, you already came with your hands tied behind your back. Now, what you going to do from this point on? You know, a lot of people, they look at it like, oh, he just could make a miracle in one day, and that's not the way things happen.
Absolutely.
He actually need help, and help come from the people. You can't be like Jesse Jackson and be like, oh, that nigga done made it.
Right.
All right. All right.
Let me jump in there for a minute, man. Hey, I just want to say, first of all, I really appreciate your call, Mr. Heavy. It was very explanative and explicitive, and I really appreciate what you said. And what I want to do to kind of tag on that, and I know some people disagree with us and be mad, but Heavy, we've been controversial 20 years. Do we really care?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We the one.
Not really.
You know,
see, this what I want to say. No, but this is what I want to say. I want people to listen to what you just said, because what you said that make more sense than anything is, and I want all black people to listen to this, and I pray that people listen instead of getting mad. I kind of want you to get mad because I hope it motivates you. Think about what he said. He said black people are lazy. Think about how most of us get shiftless. See, black people, this is what I want to say, and just I want to elaborate on what he said. I remember when they was voting for Barack Obama and boy, getting him in office, the churches was together, everybody was together. I mean, boy, we was marching like we was going for our freedom. Okay, I want to say this to our race, okay, to the African American man. You understand what I'm saying? Because see, living in L.A., you know that Korean man got his thing together. You know, living in L.A., that Saudi Arabian man, American man, he got his thing together. You understand what I'm saying? But what we doing is we doing a lot of fussing and fighting amongst each other, trying to power trip and find out who's doing this and who's doing that, instead of looking at this man as our leader, realizing the position he is in, him and a Louis Farrakhan. I'm gonna just go on and put it out there. Let's look at our pure black leaders. And to my black people, I say, let's not be shiftless. Let's not be lazy. Let's support them. And simultaneously, that's going to support us, because we are a people and we are in need of leadership. But here it is, black people. We got leadership, and we're not even supporting our own leadership.
Exactly.
So that's what we got to do.
And Trey, it's absolutely right what you said. It's like having crabs in a bucket. One try to get to the top and another pull another one down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to actually realize that can't no man make $1 million by himself, so can no man have all this power by himself.
Absolutely.
And when I heard November 2nd, like, all the Republicans got back into office, man, that's something that Obama actually didn't want it, with the health plan and everything that's going on. And it kind of hurted me because, like I said, the 2.3 million black people ain't come out and actually voted that day.
Right.
And if
right.
I may piggyback off of what Trey said about, you know, having a person's back, one thing that I do know about the Republican Party, whether they agree with Bush or not, they still had his back. Okay?
Exactly.
You never heard anybody publicly, openly disrespect or say something against him while he was in office. So
yeah.
We do need to unify in spite of whether you believe in his political platform or not, whether you are a Republican or a Democrat or not.
All right, everybody.
Right.
I'm going to give Break of Dawn. I want you to jump in and talk for exactly 30 seconds and give your opinion. And then from there, I'm going to turn it back over to Knight Rider, because it's been brought to my attention. We got a couple things to take care of, a little red carpet and a little music. But everybody that's listening to the Trey Love Show, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your ear. And I want you to know that you will be entertained and you will be informed on the Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio. Don, go ahead and take me away. Get 30 seconds. And then from there, Carla, you go ahead and take it, Mama.
Sounds good. Okay, I just want to go back to what he was saying as far as getting out and voting. That is the most important. I don't understand. I don't care if it's snowing, hailing, whatever the case is. We have to support. And it's unfortunate that our black people do. We find reasons not to go. And we need to get out there. If we hear people talking now about he's only going to be there one term, we have to make sure we are up on our game and ready for war. When it's time to get in there and vote, everybody, everybody's kids, whoever is of age needs to be out there voting. It is so imperative. It's just crazy.
All right. Go ahead and take it away, Carla.
That's what's up. I want to welcome Pastor April.
Nothing. You didn't hear nothing, Pastor. What you talking about, Pastor? Praise God. Pastor, welcome to the Trey Love Show. Hey, Jay, you know that I got a pastor now, right? Pastor, you need to meet my sister. She'll tell you why I'm the way I am. I got excuses, Pastor.
Okay, but you know that excuses. You know excuses don't ride with me, though. You know that.
But you know, Pastor, you got to, you in the forgiving business, Pastor. Yeah. You got to learn to forgive.
Don't like that. When you try to negotiate with God.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Hey, y'all know God in my heart. Hey, Jay, this is a wonderful, wonderful pastor and author. Her name is April Mason. I think you already know her, Dawn, but Pastor, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Trey Love Show, Pastor April.
No, thank you so much. I'm a woman of my word. You asked me to come on for these couple segments, and I said, you know what? Let me get out and call in. And I was listening to what you were saying about President Obama and things, and I think I have mixed views on it. Of course, we all have to get out and vote. And I think for a lot of people that did not go out and vote on November 2nd and are saying that he may not, get another term, is because I think people voted him in not based upon what they felt he was qualified to do, but because he was a black man. And now people can honestly say, yeah, we got a black president. The pressure is not there anymore. And a lot of them expected for him to come in with a ready-made list of how he was going to fix everything. It's almost like when, starting a business or something, you have a checklist of everything that needs to be fixed prior to going in. So I think a lot of people had that mentality and didn't think a lot of the things that it's taken so long to fix, it wouldn't take as long because they voted him in based upon what they assumed he had in place on how to fix some things, as well as black people are lazy, bottom line. There's no getting away around that. However, black people are also non-supportive as well, too. So they don't like to put their money where their mouth is, and only for what they want to do it for. Just like you hear people in the area crying broke. Everybody's crying broke and about the recession or whatnot, but people will come up with the money they need to do what they want to do. When President Obama got elected in office and everyone went to the inauguration, that was the heat of the recession. But you saw all of those people that made and did what they wanted to do with their money to get to Washington, D.C. Their lights might have been off when they got back, but they made preparations for what they wanted to do. So to be honest with you, when it comes to president and the recession, we're really not in a recession if you can still see people spend their hard-earned money to go see an inauguration. People spend their money on what they want to spend it on, as well as, once again, African-Americans are always looking for somebody to lead them, well, lead us because I'm black too, but lead us, not understanding that you are the leader. So they put all of the blame on one individual when actually the scripture says that no man is of an island to himself, which means no man can do anything by himself. Even with a king is just a dictator. He doesn't carry out everything. He has other people to carry out those things. And if those people are not in order and in place, and as a black community, the crab in the bucket mentality has to cease in order for anything to happen. So will he get a second term? Who knows? He may and he may not. But if he doesn't, please understand he's the first but won't be the only black president.
Well, all right. I mean, whoa. You know what, Pastor? That's why you be messing up the curve. I don't like women that damn smart, Pastor. See, excuse my French, Pastor. You know what I'm saying? You calling in all educated. Man, I met a pretty girl that didn't even know who President was. She thought Roosevelt was still president. Here you come all knowing stuff. Man. Come on, partner. Hey, you still on the line?
I'm still on the line.
Woo. I need some man back up because these women, because she been jumping. She all the empowering everybody. I'm so tired of everywhere we go, she empowering somebody. God,
that's
all she do is empower. That's no, because see, black people. So, Pastor Max, help me out a little bit.
Well, you know, I understand what they're actually saying, and we're not going to put this, like, in a co-ed situation where it's men against women because it's all political. You
right,
know, I'm
right,
not going
right.
to look
that's
at it like, you know, Jay say something about the political platform where you actually got to look. Like I said, no one man with this power could just do it by himself. And
right.
if you don't have that back and that push to actually help you, then you look at yourself as being out in the water by yourself. You know, you
and
can't
you know
sit here.
What's funny, though, I want to jump in right quick. One thing I'm noticing, too, though, where is anybody else black right now? Is it just me? I'm saying this, and I want to put this out on the forum and everything. Is it just me, guys, or we saw that one interview with Minister Farrakhan. The best thing we got cracking is this Eddie Long stuff. Aside from that, who, aside from Barack Obama, is black and saying something? They throw Al Sharpton up at the Michael Jackson funeral. You know what I'm saying? Not knocking him. I actually like him. But what I'm saying is, where are our black leaders aside from the president? Like, he's supposed to have, like what you said. Okay, as a president, where are his generals? You understand what
yep.
I'm saying? Where we at, y'all? I'm talking to the black people. Where we at?
Well, we got
we're there.
We got Jesse Jackson. Oh no, my bad. He messing with them hoes.
Oh Lord. Watch
but you have to understand, the media only allows you to see what you want them to see, what they want us to
exactly.
see.
Exactly.
So this means at this point, as an African American community, as much as we built on the back, how they built this country on our backs, why don't we own media outlets and cellular towers so where we can air what we want to air in mainstream, not on BET or TV1 on a cable station? That's where we as a people have to come together and say, you know what? There are people doing great things. I remember. I was reading about Denzel and all of the wonderful things that he was doing. Nobody heard about that. Nobody really hears about Spike Lee and what he's doing over there in Louisiana. We are out here doing things. The media only wants you to know what the media wants you to know. So I don't believe that it's not that we aren't doing. I believe that the coverage that needs to happen and the support and causing. Back in the day when Martin Luther King and them wanted to get something done, what did they do? They rallied. They made some noise, and they did it in a very peaceful manner. True enough, we have our police officers that are doing things that they are not supposed to do. However, they weren't afraid to go out there and make it happen. We're so caught up in, no, it ain't none of my business. I'm going to stay in my house because I ain't got time to be trying to get stuff. No, that ain't me. We're so busy not realizing that it takes a community for all of us to get together and come together to make some noise. When a bunch of people come together in a peaceful manner and make some noise about an issue, some things happen. Last year I did, I deal with molestation really heavily. Last year I came, when R. Kelly came to town, it was called Ladies Make Some Noise. I said, well, let's make some noise then. And I rallied about R. Kelly being a pedophile. Did it cause some media attention? Absolutely. Why? Because they saw people coming together in a peaceful manner for a cause. How many times did we do that? We do that when somebody get killed, and sometimes, we didn't know. How the police know it was a fake gun? I would have shot him, too. So we come together, you know, for that type of thing. But let's come. Why don't we come together for and rally for a cause? Was there any big, huge rally about voting on November 2nd? I sure didn't see one on TV. I heard celebrities saying go vote.
That's what I'm actually talking about. You never saw that November 2nd because it was like, and actually in Atlanta, Georgia, was raining that day, and not like a single person outside was voting. I'm like, what? You know, the poll line was empty.
Wow.
Completely. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So when I actually saw it on the news, I saw it on CNN, where they say 2.3 million people actually didn't vote. And then you see the ratio for American, like Afro-Americans. And I'm like, how lazy can we be? Seriously.
Then nobody want to get their hair messed up.
Wow.
To look at it like, okay, we voted Obama in, we got Obama in, but why not keep it going? That's how I said we get lazy, but if something happened, we'll want to riot our own city, and we'll have nothing. But as soon as the white man do something to us, it's their fault. No, it's not their fault. It's our fault because we don't know how to stand up and be firm and continue going on, being consecutive with it. You know, that's the way I look at it. Like, seriously, you got people come together for a reason. Why not continue letting it happen and keep it going? You know, you can't sit here and be like, oh, my goodness, this Obama president, and we're just going to stop here. Like you said, it's going to be a lot of more black president. It's going to happen again where black folks don't jump up to the front and be like, okay, he need to be president. How long are we going to be tired of being sick or tired?
Well, I'm going to say this. We started the show off with one subject, but this Barack Obama subject, ladies and gentlemen, has obviously taken over. So what we're going to do at this time, because we're midway point of the show, we're going to go ahead and send it over to Carla and get a little music, and then we're going to come back and open the lines up to more callers. I'm so excited about what's going on, people. I feel like we're making a movement. And right here through the Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio, I promise you one thing. I promise to the president himself, Mr. Barack Obama, and everything I can do, and every voice, every person I can touch and reach, I'm going to make sure that I tell them at least. I can lead the horse to the water, but I can't make them drink. I'm going to at least tell them, hey, look, man, go on down there and vote for to get this man back in another term. We need to go on and ride this. We got a black president. We got this far. For your great grandparents, go on and do that. Carla, go on and holler and take us away, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Listen and learn.
Love
that once was strong,
but you survived.
Even that's turned wrong. Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten
who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you all proud?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurted.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from my non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire these.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream, whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the message
that the ruler Rick threw, and it's true.
You know what?
right. I want to welcome everybody back to the Trey Love Radio Show on EOTM. Man, this show is taking a life of its own. That's what I love about independence. That's what I love about entrepreneurship. That's what I love about what we're doing over here, y'all, at EOTM Radio and the Trey Love Show. Let me just tell the people what we're doing. What we are a group of individuals that are like-minded and have a non-slave mentality. You understand what I'm saying? We actually are the type of people, we are pioneers. We are taking over the airwaves through the internet. We're not waiting on anybody to give us anything, y'all. You understand what I'm saying? We've taken it. We take it, baby. And that's what we're going to have to do with this election. I want to welcome everybody back, man. I'm so excited. I mean, this was supposed to be on RIP Black America, but I'm noticing, y'all, this show has taken a life of its own, and who would I be to stop it? You understand what I'm saying? It's like a baby that's growing up. My mama wanted me to be a doctor, but here it is, I'm a comedian. She couldn't stop that. You understand what I'm saying? I was talking about RIP Black America, y'all, and the show just took a life of its own and went to this election because I see that what's happened is my people are touched. My people are bothered by this. My people want to do something about this. So we're going to go ahead and let that subject continue. And if it flows on over into the other subject, then it will. But if not, we just going to go on and play. Now, what I'm going to do at this particular juncture is go ahead and open the lines because I got two people on the line. I want to make sure I can hear my sister because I wanted her to go ahead and be able to jump in. And then I heard I got Janaea on the line. So let me hear from those two young ladies real quick. What's happening with y'all?
Hello, hello. How's everyone?
What's up, Jack?
Hey, how's everyone? First, I do want to say that I think it's a very important topic that you bring forth, and I want to appreciate it, being considered a Black America, living in today's world. But I think the key thing is that we should stop calling our Black people lazy. I think that creates a poison behind our name. Actually, is we're in a fog. You know, we've been blinded by distractions, things like politics and things of that sort, when actually we need to be focusing and studying on the actual English language, okay? This is a total distraction, and that's really what the problem is. It really has not a lot to do with necessarily really Barack or any of that. It really has a lot to do with the way that we live and the way that we treat each other and the fog that we are in. Once we come out of the fog, we can really understand who we are, and then the meetings that we have will then mean something. Until then, we can meet 24 hours in a day as we've been doing, and we won't get anywhere. We've been distracted by too many different things.
Okay. Jade, are you there? Is my sister on
yes,
the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead and comment on what Janaea said.
Okay, now it's a lot of different things that I want to piggyback off of. Really, when you look at it, you kind of got to get to the root of the ordeal. I do agree with the laziness concept, and I also do agree with, you know, understanding English. They created what they call diplomacy. So we would have to learn how to speak in their own language because culturally people speak different across different cultures. Now, if you are in the country, regardless of whether there's a president in power or not, it's still ran by the people. And unless you write your congressman, which most of the times we don't, you know, they're going to run the country as they choose to. And that's just, you know, period, point blank. And in the media, it has, if you understand the way the dynamics of the
something's wrong with your phone. Jade, I think your phone is breaking up bad.
Bad? How bad?
Yeah, because you sound real static. Yeah,
really?
I hear feedback. Yeah, you're getting a lot of feedback from me.
All right, well, I'll just dial back in.
Trey, I'd like to say something in regards to the comment about us not being lazy. At the end of the day, it is what it is. As a community, yes, we've gone through a lot of things. And my thing is, why is it that some make it out and some don't? It's because they choose to make it out. Back in the day when we had Rosa Parks and Malcolm X and all of those wonderful great people standing in the gap and bringing us together, what happened to that? We can no longer blame what we don't know. With technology being what it is, with the statistics saying that African Americans watch the most amount of hours in television, there's other things on the BET and all the other things. You can watch the Discovery Channel. Matter of fact, I watched the Discovery Channel the other day and it said, track me if you can.
and the government was showing people how to disappear and reserve their privacy, completely disappear off the face of the earth. And, but we don't choose to educate ourselves and watch different things. So at the end of the day, there's no way we can place blame on our society. Yes, there's some things that happen, but the song said we shall overcome. When do we actually overcome? When do we actually make the choice?
I like that.
When do we actually make the choice? And I'm not speaking from someone that grew up with a silver spoon. No. For those that know my story, I grew up, dropped out of high school in the 12th grade because of bullying and dealt with molestation for 12 years of my life, dealt with rape, domestic violence, and all of that. But in all of that that I've gone through and growing up in the hood, I made the choice to say I'm not going to be a product of my environment. When do we take responsibility for ourselves and say, you know what, since society and since our country is not giving to us, since they're not doing what we need to do, and just like Jade said, we don't write our congressmen, we don't do what we need to do, but we want to complain. When do we take the responsibility upon ourselves and say, I am responsible for not just my family, but those that are in my community as well? So then to me, it still boils down to what? Laziness. People can do their research. I had to learn everything that I know. I didn't become a successful business owner and did my thing for so long just by somebody giving it to me. I had to make the choice to say no more and not place blame on the fact that, yeah, I was molested by my dad and my stepfather and biological father, but do I sit back and wallow in that? Yes, I had to deal with some issues that I even brought on myself, but when do we actually overcome and stop pointing finger, because we already know what they call the white man did. We already know that. There's no need to keep rehashing that. We know that. When are we going to stand up on our own two feet and say, you know what, I'm going to stop being lazy, I'm going to do my research, I want better for myself, I don't want to just be living, I don't want to just exist, I want to actually live, because we already know what the path is.
I truly agree.
Have you gone and jump in and tag on that, and then I know we got another caller, so have you go ahead and jump on for about 1 minute, and then I'm going to go ahead and bring the other caller in.
Okay, the situation with what Janae said, she was talking about the English language, and you got to understand the English language is not for the black man. We was learned Hebrew from the start. So to learn the English language is like you talk Ebonics, be like, I am, or I'm finna go to the store, or y'all and all of this is you all. Now, they actually brought us to America to learn their language. So we actually do have to get educated to learn their language, of course. But now, like, why not turn it back on them and learn our own language, what we was originated from?
Well, you're getting too deep on them. They exposed no hold on, heavy. Hold on, man. Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all something real quick. Let me jump in and tag on that. For those of you who don't know, I want to share a little bit with you for my Christians, and this is no offense at all to my pastor. I still do believe in Christianity and Christ. But for others, the Muslims out there, and people that do believe in Hebrew Israelite, and for people that do follow the teachings of, say, Dr. Malachi of New York and have learned Nubian, have learned that we do have to elevate our minds in order to take our entire being to another elevation. Now, that's a little too much for everybody to be able to accept and maintain at one time. So, Heavy, we're going to get another show where we get a little heavy, and I'm going to let you do that, because I don't think they're ready for where we're ready to take that, because that's that intergalactic game. But what I want to do at this particular juncture is welcome to my show, my nephew, the Cyclone, baby. Y'all going to be hearing a lot of his music premiere right here on the Trey Love Show on EOTM Radio. Where my nephew at, baby? Where you at, boy?
Yo, can you hear me, Unc?
Yeah, I can hear you, kid. What's happening with you?
Nothing much. Just chilling, man. Yo, you're talking about some deep stuff right there, man.
Well, you know, I got to put it on out there, nephew. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, somebody got to take charge of leadership. And according to Pastor Mason, she said I was going to end up being a pastor or something. I told her I don't know about that.
You got a lot of positive energy in you. I can see it.
I'm just saying.
Pastor, forever talking about it, I'm just saying. Why do you say that, Pastor? I ain't got, look. It's some things I got to get right first before I start.
But you know what? Like I told you, Pat, a messenger doesn't necessarily mean the pulpit. Something called a different area. As long as the message get out.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm doing today, y'all. I'm preaching on Sunday, so y'all can catch Trey Love, Pastor Deacon Dr. Trey Love preaching every Sunday from 4 to 6 on ELTN Radio. I'll be delivering the message, and I'm going to leave everybody with your praise, Lord. Lord Jesus. Okay, all the members, I want all the members to send in 23% of your earnings.
You also got some good pimps that's in the pulpit.
Well, you know, that's Pastor Mason is no punk, right? I mean, I don't know if that's Pastor Mason. Why you smiling? That's Pastor Mason. That boy. Ooh, hey, Heavy, that's a pretty pastor, ain't it?
Yeah, that's. I'll tell you, boy. I'm talking to the T from the Gators to the collar.
Oh, you're so silly.
I thought we had the nephew on the show. The nephew want to talk now.
Go ahead, nephew. Oh, you want to get off that? Go ahead, nephew.
Oh, y'all making me crack up with this. This is great. This is great material. I gotta write about this.
You should, cause I'm talking about, man. You know your uncle, he's something amazing, man. And I like to give a shout out to ETOM, and you know they've been actually doing E-T-O-M. Things like in Georgia. what it is?
That's the one and only Night Ride on the Wheels of Steel, baby. Can't nobody run this show like Carla. That's my nigga over there, baby. Night Ride on the Wheels of Steel over there. Hey, Heavy.
Y'all doing a beautiful job, man. Y'all doing a beautiful job.
Yeah, I know it's good, but, hey, man, see, we've been partners since we was in high school. Can't take you nowhere. This first time on the radio, and my dog busts out. Oh, Lord. That's the best thing.
Man, you have so many venues. I don't know what's going on.
I already know. Yeah, because, you know, I keep something going.
You doing this, you doing that, and I'm not the host.
Hey, Abby, real quick, because we about to wrap the show up. Hey, tell them, because remember we were talking about documenting stuff I did in life, and, you know, people be thinking I be playing on Facebook. Hey, tell them about high school real quick, one quick story about how I had, like,
man.
In high school, how I was, yeah. Tell them people something. I ain't going to tell you what to tell them.
Well, between me and Trey Hopkins, it's pretty much crazy because, He was a child, and I was like, "Nah, this dude is not a kid because he got wives coming to pick him up from school." And it shocked me. I'm like, "Trey, that lady married," and he was like, "So," and I say, "Trey, you can't be caught with that married woman." He was like, "Nah, the husband come home at 5 o'clock."
Oh my God! This is why I gotta keep you in prayer.
Hold on. Let me say this, man. I asked you to tell one of the stories. I ain't asked you to tell the worst story, man. Okay.
Oh, my bad.
Listen, let me say this because we got the pastor on the line. We got my sister on the line. We got Yo-Yo sister on the line. We got so many people listening, and now you done went on here. But you know what? After 20 years, I'm gonna just let y'all know right now. My dog, hey, he, that's since you done told on me, now I'm going to tell on you.
Oh, don't tell on me.
When we was in high school, y'all, he used to sell drugs.
you say that like that's something new. Everybody I went to high school with sold drugs.
he sold drugs, and he had a lot of money. High school. I'm going to tell it. Nah. And I found some of his paperwork. And I'm gonna tell y'all, like, hey, he had a lot of money. He was talking about, okay, I had women and he had money. Heavy, if we would have combined that a long time ago, we'd be rich by now.
I'm telling you crazy.
You stupid. Hey, let me let the ladies go ahead and sign off. I got all these beautiful women that just come support me. And ladies, I'm gonna let each and every one of you know from my pastor, keep me uplifted up in prayer, my best friend, my manager, Break It Down Whitaker.
Don, I love you. I appreciate you. To my sister, my baby sister, I love you. I need you. Thank you so much. To Carla, EOTM Simpson, young lady, it would not be what it is without you. I appreciate you. And, Carla, that's from the bottom of my heart. I'm so glad that we doing what we do. So everybody get, like, a 30-second shout-out, and then give me the mic because I want to go ahead and close the show out. So everybody go ahead and just throw 30 seconds in real quick. Oh, and Janaea, too. And whoever else is listening, love y'all. So go ahead.
I like to give a shout out to the whole 305, you know, and my second home, the 973 in Jersey, and I like to give a shout out to Trey Love, Jade, everybody, and wherever Clay at, we gonna meet back up, and pretty much just give a shout out to Christ himself, because without him, I don't know where I'd be today, because he actually made somewhere for me to go. And just when you think you ain't going nowhere, you find yourself opening up a new door and make things prosperous for yourself. And you be like, whoa, you know, Christ has something to do with that. And I'd like to just give a shout out to that particular person, you know.
Hey, Trey, I'm going to give a shout out to the whole radio, all of you wonderful people, Carla, and all of the wonderful ladies on the show. You know, we got to keep it right. You know, we got to bring that empowerment to the brothers. They need us, because we all are always meant to stand beside them, not behind them. They can't do nothing without us. Y'all know it. But I think, Trey, thank you so much for having me on the show. And blessings to you, and continue to keep people aware. Continue to, you know, let the people know what's going on, because if we don't talk about it, we can't do nothing about it. I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor. Is my sister, can we get my sister in real quick? I think she having phone complications. Jay, where you at, baby? Yeah.
I don't know.
Hello?
Here she is.
Yeah, Jay.
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me? Is it better now?
Yeah, you sound wonderful. Go ahead and close out, baby. Say what's up to everybody. And first of all, before you even talk, you my little sister, man, and I'm going to just tell everybody that's listening, we almost lost my sister a bunch of years ago when she was 3 years old. She drowned. And what I give my dad credit for, people say what they want, but I watched my dad breathe into my sister's nose and give her CPR. And the young lady you are on the phone with right now, y'all, is a blessing. This is my baby sister, and we blessed to have her here with us because she went to see the angels and God gave her another chance at life to come back and co-host my show with me. So I appreciate and I love you, and I'm so glad that God decided to keep you here with me, because I need you, and I don't know what I would do without you, my little sister. I love you.
Oh, thank you. I'm, like, about to cry. Well, thank you so much. He is, I mean, it was a long time ago. I was 3 years old then, but I went without oxygen for 12 minutes, so I'm supposed to be brain damaged, if you know, so thank God for that, not being mentally retarded. So thank you so much. I love you too. Very, very much.
I thought you was mentally retarded. you mean to
no.
tell me you didn't? Hey, wrap it up, because I got to get a closing comment. Make
okay,
quick,
I just
want
to say I do. I love my brothers, both my brothers, my sisters, and, you know, I'm really excited to be a part of something that, you know, as dynamic as this, and that's so positive, and that we are putting together as people of color. I mean, we do need to get it out there. Divide and conquer is what pretty much government runs, the white government runs, and we need to unify, and I'm really grateful to be a part of it. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. All right, everybody. My sister, just like me, she's long-winded. I want to say to my nephew, Cyclone, I forgot about you, and all the other people. And before I leave, I want to say this to each and every one of you. This show, I knew it was going to be special. I was feeling like a Laker going in this, baby, like a champion. And this show, even though I had certain subjects sicked out, my friend, my partner that's been down with me 20 years has been to comedy shows with me and seen me write a set and get on stage and do something totally different. That's what happened today. It's a freestyle. It's a free world. I'm a free spirit, and I will not let anything or anybody conquer me or hold me down. Trey Love is a movement, and I'm going, people, and I want all my people. And when I say my people, the pure blood, whoever you are, if you got a heartbeat and you got two eyes, a nose, some ears, baby, let's get down and dirty and make something happen. To all the people that think you can't do it, I'm a brother that came from Skid Row. I'm a brother. My mother died on me when I was young. My sister, we both finished college without our mothers. We are not people of excuses. We are people that make things happen. So what we are going to do is use this as a forum to have fun, y'all, because that's what Trey Love is about. But at the same time, we're having fun. We're going to make different things happen. We're going to start thinking different. We're going to start progressing different. We're going to eat different. And we're going to make a difference in our lives to everybody that listens to my show. I send Trey love to y'all, man. Peace and blessings. And may the power, strength of God, the Holy Spirit, Allah, and everything you believe in and trust be with you. Take us on home, Carla.
Oh, I love that.
I need to know about some PR. PR at work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me something about it, Sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, Sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selected and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client,
yeah, I'm interested.
Please email pr@eotmradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our LA office. Or 678-548-9466 in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We also have an office in D.C., which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all them numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, then, baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.